The United States Bishops' Conference has sponsored a national prayer vigil for life at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., to mark the 40th anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision, Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion throughout the country. The vigil began last night and ended just a few hours ago with a Mass. The homilist of the concluding Mass was the Bishop of Dallas, Kevin J. Farrell. He spoke to Charles Collins about the event.
We have to take comfort in the fact that there is a change in the country from over the last 40 years, and a positive change when it comes to abortion. The people of the United States are now, I would say, pretty much in a majority of those who are opposed to legalized abortion in our nation. The great challenge that's facing us, of course, is I often compare our march over the last 40 years to the chosen people in the Promised Land. And as you know, they became weary and were willing to give up. There's a danger that we too can become very complacent, that we will not be able to overcome this terrible tragedy which afflicts our nation and that has cost the lives of over 55 million innocent children over the last 40 years. So I do hope that especially we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul. St. Paul, who was the great apostle, the great evangelizer, the one who was not afraid to suffer, the one who was not afraid to speak out, the one who spoke in Athens and in Rome and the center of power, he was never afraid. But the other side of St. Paul is, of course, that before that, just as zealous that he was to preach the word of God, he was also zealous before his conversion to persecute the Christians. So I believe in this year of faith that the example of St. Paul is an example for all of us, and we should take heart that those who right now are, you know, in favor of abortion, that there will be. We pray to God that there will be a change of their hearts, just like St. Paul changed, just like the conversion of St. Paul. And I believe that this year, especially when our Holy Father has called us to this year of faith, is a moment for all of us to pause for one moment and to examine exactly how we live our Catholic faith each day and to give us new incentive, as it were, to preach that gospel of life in our communities.
One follow-up question. You mentioned how in the last 40 years, the opinion polls have swung. People are becoming more pro-life. Yet this just isn't a religious reason. The same polls show people are going to church less and questioning religion more. Why do you think that even secular people seem to be taking more and more pro-life positions?
I do think that people in general now realize that we are talking about a human person and we're so conscious of defending the rights of every person in our nation. Well, why not defend the rights of the unborn?